Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'Siyata Dishmaya, our series of Shi'urim in the Rambam's Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Shin Nun Vov. Hi shehisir ha'adam mehachzir gushasoi, achar sheniseis lizulasoi. V'amro lo yuchal ba'alo harishon asher sholcho loshuv lekachto, achar asher hu tama'o. Ve'oivir al ze loike, the Rambam tells us, that there is an Isir Doi Raiso, we are forewarned from taking a woman after we have divorced her. Once she's divorced. That's it. Can't take her back. If she married somebody else, to be Machzir Gushasa is a mitzvah. But to be Machzir Gushasa after she went with another man, that is forbidden, as the Torah says, that the first husband can't take her back. After she has been contaminated, if somebody is over on this, he gets malchus, and we are, as we've been doing in our Sefer HaMitzvah series, basing this year on the incredible of Kunstler Shlita. The Rambam in the 11th parak of Gerushin in the 14th halacha writes, "Ubechlal lav zeh shekol isha shezine stachas bailo nesral bailo veloike oleha shenemar arei asher utama'o." So this isur includes that any woman who's mezane when married to her husband is becomes usher to her husband, and if he then has relations with her, he gets malchus. Because it says after she was contaminated, and if she was mezane, she was contaminated. We see in the Rambam that a woman who is mezane bevadei tachas baila becomes usher to him belav. And there's Malchus v'tvar tomo anoisei kelim midivrei Rambam b'perek aleph milchus esurei bie halacha chov beis shemeduyek midvorov sham she'ein loikin olet meduyek in the Rambam in esurei bie 122 that there's no Malchus and the noisei kelim are tomeya on the divrei Magid Mishnah. The Magid Mishnah contradicts himself. The Magid Mishnah over there explains that there's no Malchus is because in this pasuk it says a lav of Machzir Gushasoi. And if so, it's a lav shebeklolois ve'ein loikin olav l'das ha-Rambam. Fima shebir b'sefer ha-mitzvah v'sheresh ha-chi, that if you have one lav that includes various lav and a lav shebeklolos, there is no Malchus. Nevertheless, since Pshuto Shel Mikra tells us that one is not allowed to take back his gerusha, if somebody does take back his gerusha, he gets a malchus. But if somebody has bia with ishto shezinsa, he doesn't get malchus because of this lav. And that's the opinion of the Rambam, that you don't get malchus for having, one doesn't get malchus for having to be with his wife after she was mezane, because the lav shebeklolos only if he takes back his grusha, because that's pshuto shel mikro. V'zeo das rabbeinu, u'mepnei zeh lo mana klal b'minyan mitzvahs halavin sheloi lovoi al ishtoi achar shezinsa v'loi chiev olav malchus. That's why the Rambam doesn't enumerate the lav of not having beer with his wife after she was mezane, because it's a lav shebechlalos, and he wasn't mechayiv malchus in Sefer Shoftim or anywhere else. V'al pi ha'dvorim me'ele, ha'tmi'a tuva divrei Rambam b'hilchos gerushin. The daitoi brura de loikin beba'al ishtoi shezinsa. What are we going to do with the Rambam in Gerushin, who says, "Ubechlal lav zeh," that anybody whose wife was mezane and he sleeps with her, he gets malchus. As eich Rambam yistader im zeh, shu lechora soter atzmo. In Hilchos Gerushin, he says one does get malchus for sleeping with one's wife who was mezane, and in Esurei Bia, the Rambam says that he doesn't. Ve'advorim koshim. So we have a problem with the Rambam, and we also have a problem with the Magid Mishnah, because the Magid Mishnah says that since it's a lav shebechlolos, you don't get malchus. You don't get malchus when you when a person takes sleeps with his wife who is mizane. So the Rambam is saying himself, and the Magid Mishnah's hesber doesn't work. The Magid Mishnah says there's no malchus for taking back a wife who was mizane. Mashenken, the Rambam himself writes that there is malchus. As anachnu lo mitkashim lavin hen et Rambam vehen et Magid Mishnah. And we also have a problem that the Rambam in Gerushin in Hilchos Gerushin writes that he's getting malchus. Bebal ishtoi shezinso. That he's getting malchus bebal ishtoi shezinso. And yet he doesn't enumerate it in the minyan mitzvahs. Why not? And in the 19th parak of Hilchos Sanhedrin, when he talks about the mechuyve malchus, he doesn't mention it there either. The Ramban, in his Oisophos to the minyan aloisusei mitzvah tezvov, does enumerate this lav, who was soif tovor of kosav, sheharav midaitoi belav shebeklalos lo yimneze. So he explains the Rambam that the Rambam is l'shitosei. The Rambam says it's a lav shebeklalos, so he doesn't enumerate it. V'zal derech divrei ha-magid mishneh. Seder, so he explains the Rambam that lav shebeklalos is an enumerator when a man takes back his straying wife. But it's still tamur from the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin. Shemivur das haRambam sheloikin. V'kosha kanal reiz lav shebeklalos. V'oid sheim loike lama lo yimne lelav. If he does get malchus, then why is it not enumerated as a lav? Ve'ayin od v'migilas Esther. So we don't know, according to the Rambam. Rambam, you say it's there's malchus, so make it a lav. If there's malchus, make it a lav. But how, according to the Rambam, can there be malchus as if a lav shebechlalos? According to the Rambam, you don't get malchus for a lav shebechlalos. As anachnu b'matzav ma'od savuch. Ech nitmoded im ze? אז נראה כך. מקור לדברי הרמב״ם מלכות גירושין, that if somebody has beer with his wife, that it was mizana tachtav, he's included in the lav of lo yuchal baila. Harishain, that if somebody has beer with his wife, who he takes back after she was mizana, it's included in this lav of not taking back a wife after when he divorces her, is from the sugyan yevomis. Tafir Aleph on the base of Chacham and Moimim Achazu Vachazu Asura Elamani Makai Machre Utama, Rabba Soita Shinistra, to me behejik Sivra of Nistra Vihinitma, the make a Malay belav. So you see in the Gemara that there's a lav, if somebody takes back a Isha that was Soita, that strayed. Tosfos asks, how do the rabbis take this out of Pashtus HaPasuk? The Pasuk is talking about Machzil Gur Shosui. Answers Tosfos, the lay mistabel the mikwe tumel in a suay grusha kevin to be lasso he had to oh yeah. No. It's not mistaber to call it tuma when he marries his grusha, because when she married another man, it was beheter. What do you mean? Achere asher hu tama o. Pashan the posuk is that after she became tame by marrying another man, Ruvain divorces Rachel, and then Rachel marries Shimon. So Rachel can't go back to Ruvain. Why she became Tomei with Shimon? Why is it Tomei with Shimon? She married Shimon with complete permission. So why is that considered tumah? So therefore, the Gemara learns that tumah is when she was mizana tachtav. Val derech zo biyera Rambam b'sefer ha-mitzvahs, that a woman who's migureshes is not called utama b'nisuel la'acher. And we learn mipi ha-shmua ki achrei asher utama b'nisuel. What does it mean achrei asher utama? When she was married. And that's l'rabo isotim. Because of that, the Ramban holds that in this pasuk there are two separate lavin. And that's why he added in his minyan this lav of Baal ishto ishezinsa ve'yeinod b'perusha ala toira, that there are two lavim, yazhir b'machzir v'ushasu mishaniseis, yazhir b'machzir ishto ishenitmeis biznus. These are two separate, distinct isurim. But so if the pashtus of the pasuk is talking about machzir v'ushasu, kitivrei atosvis, right, the Torah says that Lo yuchal ba'al rishon asher shochel lo shiv lekacht achrei. It says in the previous pasuk, that first the man divorces his wife, she marries somebody else, then he sends her away or he dies, and then she can't go back to the first guy. So l'maisa, that's pashtus pasuk, that it's talking about a woman who married another man, not that she was mizane. So that's the pashtus pasuk. Pashtus pasuk that the pasuk is talking about machzir gushaso kidivrei atosvos in their kashin. So pshuto shel mikra requires a perush. What's this lashon of acharei asher hutama o? What does that have to do with machzir gushaso? Ramban writes al haTorah she diyirmois ki kasher yoda ish acher techoshev lo itume v'zeo perush acharei asher hutama o al derech hapshat. Pasuk is merames that another man, when another man knows her, that is considered tuma, and that's a different parish of asher hutama'a al derech hapshat. And it's etzem ze that she was nevelis to another man is considered vis-a-vis the first husband a type of tuma. Vayeno bechinuch b'mitzvah tof kuf pei shoresh ha-mitzvah. The machzir gurushaso shekosav the yadua hadavu kein zimahi liyos isha yotzis mena echad u'mishameshes la'acherim ve'achakach lo shuv el harishayin ve'al pi divrei hachinuch mesporish hapasuk she'acherei asher hu tama'o linyan machzir gurushaso ba'ofen acher melefi Rambam. In other words, the Rambam holds that the etzem bia with another man is considered vis-a-vis the first husband like a type of tuma. According to the chinuch, it's talking about coming back to the husband. That's the tuma. According to the Ramban, the tuma is that Rochel was with Shimon. That's the tuma. According to the chinuch, the tuma is that Rachel comes back to Reuven after being with Shimon. That's a type of zima. As kol zeh mitba'er b'derech taima dekra u'pshuto shel mikra. Achein b'das ha-Rambam nira'a shehu sover b'perush ikar geder alav. Now, is this how the Rambam understands the ikar geder of this lav of Machzir Gushas? The Rambam holds that the cheftz of this lav is not because of the maise of Hachzoras Gushasoi, but rather, if somebody is Machzir Gushasoi, yesh boi mishum lesod tuma klapov. I mishum etzem ze shi yoda acher kederach Ramban. Or like the chinuch, and that was according to the Rambam, that's what he holds the ikar gedra of the lav of machzir gushaso is. What's the lav of machzir gushaso? The lav of machzir gushaso is not because he takes back his grusha. No. But rather, when he takes back his grusha, There's tumah involved. That's the problem. When he takes back his Gerusha, there's tumah involved. Either because she knew another man, so the etzem going to the other man is already tumah. That's the Ramban. And the Torah said, don't take her back after this tumah, so it's considered tumah. Or like the chinuch, that it's tumah that after she goes with someone, when she goes with someone else, to come back to her first husband. But there's definitely tumah involved here. Either the etzem bia to the second guy is tumah vis-a-vis the first husband, and then when he takes her back, he's getting involved in tumah. Or when he takes her back, there's tumah after being with the second man. The etzem being with the second man is not considered tumah, but after she's with the second man and he takes her back, now it's considered tumah. So either way you look at it, the Chinuch way or the Ramban way, the Rambam holds that that's the Ikil Geder Halav of Machzir Gushasa. So she's Asir because of this Cheftza of Tumah. Ve'en kol zarak mishum perusha dekro. In other words, the way the Ramban and the Chinuch had it, that's what they were Miyashi Pshuta Shal Mikra. But according to the Rambam, that's the yisod and cheftz of the yisur. V'simuchim laze, shezeu etzem geder v'yisod halav shel machzir gerusha asoy. Ual pi ma shekosev haRambam. Beperek yud alef migerushin, she'acharei shehevi liyisur machzir gerushato, katav haRambam b'alacha yud gimel, shezinseim acher kishehi gerusha, harei zo mut. Muteres lachzor lebaila. If a woman was mezana with somebody else when she's a grusha, she can go back to her husband. As it says, v'yatzav mebeis v'olcho avaisu l'ish acher. Havayosa l'ish acher. Shehav yekedushin hisho seres l'isal baila lachzor lo. The Rambam says that, let's say a woman, Rachel, divorces Reuven, gets divorced from Reuven, and Rachel's mezana with Shimon. She doesn't have chuppen kedushin with Shimon. She's mezana with Shimon. She can go back to Shimon, because the pasuk says v'yatzah mibeisa v'alcha v'hoisa l'shen havoya. She has to marry another man. If she doesn't marry another man, everything is cool. Not cool. It's a terrible thing she did, but the first man is allowed to take her back. She was mizane. And the reason that Rambam had to tell us this is based on what we explained, because the cheft of the yisur of machzir gushaso is not because the etzem machzoros gushaso that she married somebody else, but rather because it says acharei asher hu tam mo'o. And you would think that this is also a type of tumah. He's also getting, and she has tumah on her now. She was nitma to this other guy. And therefore the first husband can't take her back. So, no. But she has to have actually married him. But the yisod and the cheftz of the lav is the tumah to another man. V'doik heitev b'loshen harasag, b'loise say kuf yud gimel, where he says acharei asher hu tama o, v'kurush acharei hu tama, he says his loshen is v'kurusha acharei hatumah. And Revirchem Yofisha Pel is Tameya. What do you mean that the Yisr is Grusha after the Tumah? This after the Tumah is referring to a woman who is mezana tachtav, like we see in the Gemara in Yevamos. That's what the tumah is. The tumah is that she was mezana tachtav, not machzir gushasa. So why does he say v'gurusha acharei tumah? Based on what we said, it's meduktak heitev, because the cheftz of the lav of machzir gushasa is because she was nitma, like we said. That's pashtus apostle. There's a tumah when she goes with that second man. And therefore the Yisr is Gerusha acharei Utama or Atuma. אז על פי זה נראה בדעת הרמב״ם שמה שלומדים מאחרי אשר הוא תמאו לאיסור אשתו שזנתה תחתיו, that that we learn from after she became tame, that answers her when she was mezana tachtov. It's not like the Ramban explains that this pasuk includes both, and they're not shaykh to each other. Two separate, distinct isurim. One lahachzer gushaso, and two lavo alishto shezinta tachtov. But rather, the isur lebaila after she was mezana tachtov is included in this parsha of the ikar lav of mahachzer gushaso. Even when she was mezana tachtov, that's shaykh to this parsha. It's the same thing, it's a zima. So it's really one and the same. It's all subsumed under this category of coming back to the husband after tumah. It's not two separate things. It's not number one, don't take back your grusha. And number two, after she became tumah, she was mezane, don't take her either. No. It's one iser. And what's the iser? The iser is taking a woman after tumah. Rabban, no, it's two separate inyanim. There's one, don't take back a grusha. And the other lav is don't take back a straying wife. And he fits the Acharei Asher Utaman to the Pashas HaPasuk, but he holds they're two distinct lav. And they're both enumerated. The Rambam holds that it's one lav. What's the lav? The lav is a man taking a woman who is Nitma. Vayim b'ketzef Mishnah b'luchos Gerushin, sheyesh mi shetira etz divrei Rambam, שנלמד שאף על פי שלא היה לאיש אחר, אם הוא תמה תחתה וגיר שלא יכול לא שוב לקחתה. So in other words, he holds לעין שם בכסף משנה that they're not two distinct lavim over here. But rather, it's another type of machzer gushasa. And that's similar to what we're saying. That since a tachtav is not a different type of iser bikur yisodo, it's included in acharei asher hu tama'o. And if you're medayik in the lashon of the Ramban, you'll see also kedarkenu. V'yasir b'machzir ishto shenitma b'znus u'mashkos of disru l'hachzir ishtoi tzarech diuk. He writes that it's being warned to be machzir ishtoi. Shenitma biznus. What do you mean, machzir isha shenitma biznus? He's not taking her back. She never separated from him. What do you mean, machzir ishta? She's ishto gemura. Rakdinesrala. So the Ramban is telling us that this is the same yisoda iser. It's just like when she marries another man, it's machzir. This is also mishum machzir ishta. When she's nitma, it's also mishum machzir ishta. Machzir ishta when she's divorced, marries another man. And also when she's mizan, it's machzir ishta. But it's the same yisod. So now we understand that the Rambam holds lokin abo al ishta. Shezintze tachtav, ein ze lav shebuchlalis. Why isn't it a lav shebuchlalos? Because the Rambam holds that they're not two separate lavim. Umilo yuchal ba'alo harishon nilmad isur lahachzir grushaso b'hemshech hakrat achrei asher hu tamo'o. Ne'amar isur achir, it's not pshat, they're two distinct lavim. First we learn, don't take back your wife after divorcing her and she married another man. And then we learn, don't take back your wife, don't take your wife after she became tamei, she's straight with another man. Nah, they're not two isurim according to the Rambam, like the Ramban learns in the Hasagas to the Sefer HaMitzvos. But rather, Acharei Asher Hu Tama'o is the hemshech of the Ikar Lav. There's an oid oifen, there's another oifen of Tumah, One is when she goes to another man, marries him, and the other is when she strays. That's what the Rambam says. B'chlal lav zeh shekol isha shezin zetachas bayla ne'asra al bayla. Now it's not an additional issu, but rather it's included in this lav mamish. B'chlal lav zeh. That any woman who's mizana tachas bayla ne'asra al bayla. It's all in the same category. Gevaldik. Me'al pi zeh nicha me'oid. Zeh shelo manu Rambam lemitzvah b'fnei atzmo derech Rambam. She'ein klal shnei lavim chalukim. It's all included in the loisa say of machzor gushosis. How can you enumerate two separate lavim? How can you enumerate two separate lavim? It's all one. Therefore, the Rambam only enumerates one. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't enumerate a separate Malkus for taking back a straying wife. Why? Because it's all included in the Malkus of Machzor Gushaso. So that would possibly be Miyashi of the Rambam. The only problem is why in the Sefer HaMitzvos he doesn't mention this. Should have mentioned it. Okay, so we have not to be machzor gushasa, and also don't take the sota back. It's all included in one lav. And the Rambam doesn't mention it over here. He just mentions hachzor gushasa, achashenitzleitz dezulasa. According to our Mahalach, he should have also mentioned in Echanami. It's included. It's subsumed. It's the same category. It's the same yisod. But he should have mentioned both ofanim. Unless you say that in the minyan hamitzvahs over here in the sefer hamitzvahs he brings the ikar lo seh that's written in the pasuk, and then in the halachas he goes more into detail. In the halachas he writes, "Ubechlal lav zeh shekol isha shezina is tachas bayla nesra al bayla v'loika aleha." So there he writes it explicitly. So he leaves it for the halachas. We also didn't resolve the stira that the mashmaus of Surah Bia 122 is that there's no malchus. But now we're saying that there is malchus, like we have in Eruz Gerishin, Hagim Yashiv the stira. Like upon him, we have some food for thought on this Rambam, Mitzvah Hashem. We will revisit this Belin Eder. It's very much our plan, I hope. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.